I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's been 2 weeks since Typhoon Haiyan ravaged the Philippines. Speaking from Cebu City, EFCA Reach Global Director Mark Lewis says they're just now getting access to some of the islands. Even though dozens of tropical storms hit the Philippines each year, a native pastor says Typhoon Haiyan was something else.
For several days, they were just surviving. People had never experienced anything like this ever before.
You can hear survivor stories at our website. Pray for local churches in Hernani and Gayawan as they respond. Next, India's Andhra Pradesh coastline can't catch a break. Reeling from Cyclone Phalen's hit last month, it got hit again by Cyclone Helen on Friday. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puneau says their teams were already there doing relief from Phalen.
The continuous rain and flooding is making the relief work difficult. Because the death rate was not very high, there's not a lot of international attention or international aid that came in.
With other disasters taking the headlines, India's needs have been pushed to the back burner. GFA's asking you to make some noise, send some money, and offer prayer support. Times like these are open doors for the gospel. We'll show you how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. And the Mulamandan people of Papua New Guinea are one step closer to having God's word in their hands. New Tribes Mission says three workers spent 6 days checking translated verses and getting them ready for print. The Mulamandan church is growing, and getting portions of scripture in their heart language will help further that growth. Pray scripture translations will be done soon. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the free book, Finishing the Task, by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.